Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. This is Roundtable with James, John, Tim, Eric, Jeff, and Doug. And we're going to start talking about what John wants to talk about.
Collectively, not only in this show, but, you know, in shows to come and stuff, you know, like we were just talking about, you know, it's great to spread the truth and things we found out and to bring that information to other people, but to also address ways to turn things around, solutions, different ways of going about our lives and affecting others and affecting the powers that be. To let them know that we're definitely awake and we're not taking, you know, their onslaught upon us anymore. And exactly. And in a sense, you know, it can be, you know, like just it has to start, you know, with small grassroots type things. Like me and James are talking about community gardens, you know, getting back to nature, growing real food, you know, with this whole GMO onslaught, you know, that's basically globally, you know, growing just natural food. I don't even want to like to call it organic because it's just real food, you know, real fruits and vegetables, you know, that are nutritious. That's what they're stealing from us. You know, we get fat and all that, but, you know, here in America especially, but the majority of people are so undernourished because there's no nutritional value in the food, and that affects your brain, your thinking, you know, your rationality, everything. So, and that's, you know, that's just one aspect, but, you know, we really have to start concentrating on not only, you know, what's happened and what they're doing, but how to fight it and how to counteract it.
Right, solutions. We're in the age of solutions. I agree with
right.
you wholeheartedly. And that whole planting of organic gardens, what a great idea. If you live in Brooklyn, what if everybody got together and grew organic vegetables and fruits on the rooftops or in
right.
anywhere there might be land available? And
I'm
everyone
looking
was
into
on board
it
on this.
As we speak. Sorry,
that's fantastic. See,
yeah.
and I think that's really, you raised a great point. There's a lot of researchers out there that are alarmists and don't offer solutions, and I think that's incumbent upon us as well to, you know, presenting this information. It's really heavy, but I
mm-hmm.
think it's also incumbent upon us to try to at least come up with some ideas for solutions. We're in the age now where it's time for solution think.
Right, exactly. I agree. Absolutely.
Well, I was just thinking while John was explaining that there are solutions. Well, I wanted to give sugar as an example. I was talking with a friend about it. It's, first of all, it's one of the most incredible sources of cancer or whatever. Even
right.
though you can fight cancer with cannabis, you know, be preventative, not wait for a crisis, blah, blah, blah. But sugar or what is it, modified corn syrup or something? I don't know what the fuck it's called. It's in everything, and we
mm-hmm.
need to stop eating sugar. So it's a bit of accomplishment. I don't know. We could delineate a number of types of accomplishments that we could, you know, on an individual basis, like tackle. And you beat one, and then you beat another, and then you beat another, and you just keep doing it, and you're becoming accustomed to it. I mean, some people need stimulus, you know, like the crack of a whip or a smack in the head or, you know, maybe they have a big problem and they realize it and they realize the need to do something about it, but they don't know how. So obviously here there's a ton of stuff that has to be unloaded on the entire world. And I think one of those things is to wake up. But we were just talking about it, and you said, Doug, that it's an individual kind of thing that, you know, one can plant seeds to get them to consider the idea, to seek. And a seeker of knowledge and understanding and wisdom, basically. Once they've attained that level, it's kind of funny. Like, when you wake up, you're a completely different person. I mean, you just, like, you look back and laugh. And you listen to and watch and see everything in your entire life, how you saw it one way and how now you see it a different way. It's called enlightenment. There's no real, like, lights or sparkly show going on, but there is, it's the metaphorical expression of waking up and opening your eyes and, you know, seeing the light. So there are many people on the planet that have this ability. I don't know if it's ability. It's called other things, like the higher state of consciousness, or I like to refer to it as an ulterior state, a transcendental, whatever. It all breaks down to, like, you don't have to see your third eye, but you can come online. So anyway, I'm rambling, but all this is juicy good stuff. I mean, you don't hear this at all, so no one tells you this stuff. No one told me.
You're making good sense. You're trying to get people past skepticism. I mean, let's talk about arguments that people get in based on what they believe. We've all done research. We've all postulated what we thought caused the Twin Towers to collapse. So let's imagine a car ran off the road and there's a fatal accident. You got a driver who's killed. So the highway patrol show up and they question a bunch of witnesses. And they're all asked to recount what happened. And you got the first person who says, "See those skid marks? I'm a physicist. This accident happened because the car's momentum exceeded the force of friction." And you got a second bystander shows up. He shakes his head. "No, look at the position of the wheel. The driver suddenly turned, the car veered off the road into the ditch." And another guy shows up. "I'm an airline pilot. The accident was caused by veering off course." Then you got a third bystander who's detecting the smell of marijuana from the car. He says he's a doctor and the accident was caused because he was high. So you got each bystander, and they've each taken, like, a different perspective, and they've offered really good evidence to support their position. But notice there's no real scientific way to settle their difference. And I think the answer you get depends upon the question you ask. I really think perception defines reality. Now imagine a car just comes up and you got a distraught woman jumping out going, "Oh my God, John, I never thought you'd kill yourself. You said you'd do it, but I never thought you'd go through with it." Now her explanation, you got the right one. She understands the meaning of the accident. It was caused by the driver's warped emotional state. I think the lesson we can learn here is that descriptions never arrive at meaning. And skeptics, I mean, even the most well-meaning ones, I really think they set up false expectations. Because no matter what kind of external data we arrive at, you know, you got the skid marks, turn wheels, alcohol in the bloodstream, you got smell of marijuana, you can't address the meaning of someone's action or taking the first step even when you don't see the staircase. I'm okay. I think he gave that reasonable guideline. He said faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. So if we're blindly led by others or the limited information they possess, you know, within the scope of 9/11, let's say, they're always going to choose the comfort and safety that is within their scope of knowledge. And I think truther's biggest mistake is to claim that they and only they know the truth, declaring anyone else as a troll, a shill, a missimple agent, or just plain dumb. I think finding out the truth is a real process of discovery. And anyone who scorns the process, they need to wake up before claiming someone else is fast asleep.
Absolutely.
I think to find out what is true, right, what each of us truly believes in, I really think we need to hold a mirror up to our own beliefs. And when we remove the illusions that we trust in, and we can look at some other possibilities, then we truly become awake. I think truthers really draw a fence around conventional materialistic explanations, and they equate that with true or good. Outside that fence lies the darkness of a deluded mind. What these people do is really crush sincere, genuine, far-seeing thinkers. And I kind of compare this to anyone promoting mind-body medicine as being labeled like a quack. And I think these people do great harm to the cause they claim to be championing.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so was that an Just out of curiosity, is that in response to my explanation, or you're talking about...
Just what everybody was talking about, we got to try to get away, get through people's skepticism and wake them up and find solutions to get them through it. And I think every one of us can say that plenty of times we just wanted to smack somebody in the face and to wake them up. But
well,
I think we need to find...
Like, it's, okay... Let me. All right, you're on a sinking ship. Somebody, your friend, is sleeping, and they don't want to wake up. And the ship is going to sink, and they're going to die if they don't wake up. This is a real physical world example, but it applies exactly to the situation. Because I honestly feel lots of people are going to die if they don't wake up. And waking up is, you know. Awareness is one thing. You can be led out of the bedroom onto a lifeboat, and then you'll be saved. Being truly, you know, at your senses and aware and awake, you can do this on your own. You can take responsibility for your own self, and that's the definition of like where you draw the line as to who you save. And my problem is that I think we should save everybody we can, and some people only want to save their own ass.
And, right. My little rant there was directed at people who are already awake. These groups
okay.
that fight with each other. I mean, for Christ's sake, we got umpteen 9/11 truth groups that won't get along, won't get together. I mean, we could have hundreds of thousands of people in a truth group. I mean, people would take notice of that many people. In a group, we have groups that even believe the same theories. They can't get together and figure it out.
On the other,
I think that's
side,
part of the infiltration too, and
it's
the
a tainted,
you know,
corrupt group.
Right,
they're
right.
All misguided and misled, and everybody who's in charge and whatever are factions of evil that are fucking over the entire planet. So I don't see any value at all in any number of idiots that. Think they know what they're talking about, but don't know shit.
Right, and people that are obviously shills, we go after them with extreme prejudice.
Well, you got to be prejudiced. You know, you have to. Like again, it's sort of another line you draw, where if there's a drowning victim, and you want to save them, but they'll claw all over you. And drown you too. You know, you have to know something first. You have to know your life-saving skills in order to save that person. So, you know, they want to be saved, but they're in a state of they don't know what they're doing. And
I don't know that people will respond well to analogies, but if they hit the play button on this or any other thing like this, then they've made a decision that they're willing to listen to something.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Yep.
You know, you're right. Analogies aren't always the best case. Analogies can mean one thing or mean another. But you're trying to refer to one of those things. And if you tell it like it is, you know, listen up, everybody. 9/11 was a lie. Everything that's happened since then has been a fucking a travesty. Millions of people have died. I've said this over and over and over. That doesn't faze people. And it's not because I'm repeating it. It's because they're already unfazed. You have to smack them out of their complacency. You have to wake them up.
There definitely is value in it. If, you know, whenever you put a post up or you turn in a show at the public access TV show or you make a podcast, or if you in any way try to put this in front of people, there is definite value of it. And when they see this, they will have the temptation to listen to it. So we're kind of like the devil trying to save them from the devil and say, look, here's the thing. Just take this fruit off the tree and taste it, and you'll have the knowledge.
I like to equate it to the fact, like, if you step back and look at the bigger picture, I mean, if you look back to, like, you know, to me, the 9/11 thing is no different than, like, the Kennedy assassination. You know, I mean, if you ask the majority of people today, they all believe, you know, they don't believe Oswald acted alone in killing Kennedy, you know. But, you know, that's like whatever, 50, 60, whatever it is, 40, 50 years ago, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, and the same thing, but the sin of it all is it's the same exact people that did 9/11 did the same thing to Kennedy.
And you know, John, that's an analogy that could work. Say, hey,
right.
Look, most of you people understand there's something wrong with the Kennedy thing.
Right.
Now let's stretch forward and look at this thing.
Right, and it's the same thing. It's the same thing happening over and over again. And in that sense, I believe you have to, you know, people get caught up in all the details and who did what and how, you know, planes, no planes, all this shit. To me, I think the more simplistic you are, you know, it affects people even more rapidly and more and stronger.
Yeah.
You know, with an even more simplistic explanation than a more detailed one in that sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I can speak
for
myself.
Yeah, it's important to realize, too, that, you know, there's a definitive relationship between the master and the slave. I think most people really just want to be fed and watered. They don't have any interest in knowledge or waking up. They want their TV, their flat-screen TVs and their video game consoles and their,
they don't,
you know,
want the responsibility.
Their creature comforts. And I think, unfortunately, that probably the majority of people will not act until they're personally threatened. I don't think they're going to have to wait much longer. I would personally prefer to see them have some kind of a warning so that it's not such a shock when, you know, whatever the next great event's going to be. And here's a great quote by Ian Williams Goddard. He was an artist and an activist. So this is perfect. He summed it up great when he said this. He said, "A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship that it's going to get." That is so true. And I believe it was Franklin that said that ignorance and freedom can never coexist. So if you have a collective group of people that are going to choose to remain in that state of ignorance, what's going to manifest is tyranny. But I think, you know, as I was saying, the relationship between the master and the slave, it is. One can't exist without the other. Most people, I think, are scared to death of true freedom because that would entail personal responsibility.
Exactly.
And James, you were talking earlier about enlightenment. I don't think it is what most people think it is. Enlightenment's a very destructive process because you have to lay to scrutiny everything you think you know, all the beliefs you hold so dear and the cherished traditions and everything that we think we know. And I think a lot of people are not willing to do that. You know, I got a $50,000 college degree. I know what I'm talking about. You mean I'm wrong? You know, it's an ego thing involved, too. It takes a great deal of humbling, and people say, I want to see the light. I want the light. Well, do you? When the light comes in, what's the first thing it does? It shines upon all the fucking dirt and the shit. I think people, far too many, are scared to death of true freedom.
And there's an act of humility involved. You have to admit, well, I can speak for myself. I have to admit that I was a fool and that I was wrong. And most people don't have that within their character. They can't admit that they were wrong about anything, so they stick to the lie, too.
And that goes to cultural programming a lot, too.
Yeah. And I think if we keep under scrutiny every day what we think we know, that's the true path to learning. Because once we say, oh, I know it, that stops the process. I remind myself every day before I get involved in my homework that I don't know dick. And that's what keeps me going and keeps me learning more and keeps me learning more.
I mean, I was so bad. I mean, I can tell you guys, I was so much in the dark about this thing that I actually attended the Ground Zero protests when they were trying to put up a mosque in that area. I was part of that protest. That's how fucking much I was in the dark.
Oh, yeah, me too. Go get Saddam, that bad guy. Go get Iraq. Go get those bad guys. Yeah.
And does everybody know, the new One World Trade Center is the largest freaking mosque in North America now. Just look at the antenna. It's fucking, it's the same thing as the top of a mosque.
Yeah. It is.
With the balconies on the antenna. Same exact thing, man.
So maybe I was in the right for protesting it. I don't know. I don't know who the hell's running this thing. It's a combination of psychopaths.
Well, that's definitely for sure. They're all psychopaths.
Yeah.
The entire this is something you got to understand is that there is no law. There's no order and there's no law. There's only the illusion or semblance of that. When they can come and get you and stick you in a hole and tell no one and no give you no due process and the rest of it, then there is no law. It's all an illusion. Everything we live in this world is an illusion. It's all make believe. Pardon?
Dad, you're right.
I'm sorry. You guys go. Go ahead. Eric? Now nobody's talking. I'm sorry.
I don't know. There's collisions of voices and stuff, but that's okay. I'm just saying, by being awake and aware is a major responsibility because you know stuff that other people don't. No, they're not even close. And I'd like to feel out there and see what people think about this. You know, when people talk about having a midlife crisis, is that when they're waking up?
It's all cause and effect. And the people watching TV, they interpret it as random chaos. They don't understand that all of this stuff is planned and on schedule.
Right. And I also laugh at people who, here in America especially, you know, and throughout the free world, quote unquote. You know, I thought the other day, you know, it just kills me. Like, you know, people claim they're free, but at the same time, you know, they drive cars that they get insurance on where they literally pay somebody else to accept responsibility for their actions.
Yes.
You know, but at the same time, they're claiming they're free. It, you know, the whole mind fuck of it all is just it's crazy.
Well, all of it is a scam and everything.
Right.
Like if you watch a commercial on TV, it's manipulating you, and they've perfected the art. I put in my first movie that like elections are an orgasm of manipulation, lies, deceit, and so on to get you to vote. But even that in and of itself is a lie because the votes aren't even tallied anymore. It's all bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
The whole voting system's rigged. You can't trust a computer to tally your vote unless you get a ticket and unless everybody in the country can take all their tickets and put them together and recount the votes. There's no fucking way you can do it. You need a physical vote. Voting's a joke. The whole American
just
government
touched on how they're killing us earlier. I mean, the medical industry is killing us. I mean, 60,000 people died from Vioxx, and that company got a misdemeanor. And then you get one naturopathic supplement to one person, and they go to prison. And they're not telling us this. They're killing us. As I said, we're the sickest nation. All chronic disease is caused by a nutritional deficiency, lack of minerals.
There you go.
There's minerals in our soil. The lion's share of the minerals we need are in the soil. Animals and plants can't make the minerals. The mineral isn't in the soil. It's not in the plant. It's not in the plant. It's not in you. Not in the cow. It's not in the cow's milk. So we're not getting any minerals whatsoever. It's only a matter of time before our bodies run out of the stuff we need, and it breaks. And they don't talk about minerals. You don't see it in commercials. You don't see it in magazines. You don't see it anywhere. People don't know, but most doctors, they only spend one semester on nutrition. They don't know anything about nutrition. How dare they come out and tell us with the four food groups? The four food groups kill more people than most of the wars combined. Just bullshit advice. And most people think that MD's advice is great. It just must be better, right? But guess what? The number one leading cause of death in the U.S. right now, MD treatment at a million. Heart disease about 800,000. Cancer you got about 600,000. So by the numbers, your MD is the most dangerous person in the country right now. And it's the billion-pound grill in the middle of the country nobody's talking about. I mean, we're having a healthcare crisis in my opinion, of biblical proportions in this country.
Right.
Not because of pharmaceutical profiteering. It's not because of insurance fraud. Not because of a for-profit medical industry. For one reason and one reason only. The treatments delivered by MDs don't work. They don't only work. They hurt us in the process. And I'm sick of people ignoring this. 19 naturopathic doctors, 19 states allow naturopathic doctors to practice. They're phasing, our body's meant to heal itself. It's meant to fix itself. And we just, Rockefeller set this up back in the 1800s. They did a survey of all the universities that prescribe medication. And it's because the Rockefellers own the drug company. And the Carnegies were involved too. They gave millions of dollars of free money to medical schools and hospitals that prescribe drugs. Because back in the early 1900s, naturopaths and medical doctors were on an even scale. And people are waiting for martial law, and they're waiting for these big wars. We're being killed. We're systematically being killed. And turning our back on the medical industry and looking to naturopathic doctors for solutions, and as Doug was saying earlier about growing our own food, big important things to be doing right now, because they are killing us in a big way. 1,000 people dead from doctors. We're not even talking about diseases. Back to you guys.
What I was saying earlier about, what was it? I lost it. Shit. Sorry, if someone else goes.
Well, I know they've been killing a lot of these doctors. And see, some of these doctors have been saying that their research has shown them that the vaccines actually enable cancer to happen in people. And they do the same thing with scientists. They do the same thing with people who discover free energy or a good way to... The government has absolute power, control, and regulation. And these kind of cures and free energy things, they don't happen unless the mafia control system says it can happen, and they say no to it because they have to protect their lobbyists and industries, their oil industry, their medical industry, so that things that can actually help us don't come online. And there's also another reason for that, the Agenda 21, they want to cull the population anyway, so they make money as they're killing us. It's a perfect plan.
No,
absolutely. Remember the SV40 virus that contaminated millions and millions of doses of the polio vaccine back in the 60s, cancer virus. And we wonder why this generation is seeing such an explosion in cancer rates, let alone
right.
the GMO foods and whatever the hell crap's in the water or whatever they're spraying us from the skies with. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you raise a good point. Hey, they need the herd to be thinned and weakened before we get led to the slaughter. That's exactly
right.
what they're doing. And James mentioned earlier, America is being used to destroy America. We have got the Zionist lobbyists with their hands in the back pockets and their heads up the asses of just about every congressman, every senator, every elected representative. You know, these
every
people have allegiances. It's certainly not to us.
And every
you physically see it when the Netanyahu comes and visits the Congress. They're all standing, clapping their hands. A lot of them are dual citizen Israelis, and they're all funded by AIPAC. It's a shame.
Yep.
It's a crying shame.
He got more standing ovations than the president did.
Yeah. AIPAC owns
in
government.
His address.
The entire government is owned by AIPAC. They're the largest contributor to than any other lobbyist. Basically, Israel owns America, and Rothschild, Rockefeller, and the Queen of England, and all these other people own Israel. It can be simplified for people. You know, these guys own this, they own that, and you're a fucking sheep. And, you know, it's hard to understand the entire fucking thing, but it's possible. And I wanted to say, I want to make an allusion or an allegory or whatever the fuck it's called, a metaphor for cancer. What's happened is the entire world has gotten cancer, and there's two things we can do. We can cut it off and throw it, or we can
give it chemotherapy and in the process risk killing ourselves. But there's a third option, and it's illegal, and it's called marijuana. And if we use marijuana worldwide, John and I talked about this once, maybe once or twice, if you take marijuana seeds and throw them in the park and throw them everywhere, and marijuana starts growing all over the fucking place, all over the world.
Like they're doing in England.
Exactly.
They're literally seeding London with marijuana seeds everywhere. It's growing wild everywhere. It's their protest against it being illegal.
We're truly spiritual, organic beings. we are not plastic fucking McDonald's eating machines. This is a really good way to raise awareness effectively. And I don't know. When we're born and brought up into this goddamn mess, we have to live our lives until we understand what's really going on. And some people don't have any motivation or whatever. But I wanted to also say one more thing. Doug was talking about how people with a university degree will shun you for telling you they're wrong. You know, someone who's invested, you know, years and years of their life being told what the truth is when it's actually not even true at all.
You can't be taught truth. It's a realization. Truth is something that's realized. And, you know, I've seen so much of that arrogance where, you know, I've gone to the university and I've got my PhD. It's just an arrogant, very egotistical way of thinking. I've run into that over the years so many times. And it's just like that piece of paper equals intelligence. You might be intellectual, but you're not necessarily intelligent unless you have a balance between the left and the right brain, cognition.
I've been told, you know, trying to explain some stuff about life and existence, that I'm trying to indoctrinate them. I think that's fucking hilarious, because they've been indoctrinated.
They're already indoctrinated.
You're trying to free them from the cult and deprogram them.
And they fight it tooth and nail.
Yeah.
Having some avenues to not attack, but to play the game. And one thing to understand is that baby boomers are self-gratifying assholes, mostly. And that, you know, if you're born after, say, 65, you're Generation X, and that ranges from, well, anyway, I won't get into the details, but you're better off trying to affect Generation X after 65 to about 85-ish. And because the kids are too young to understand. There's that song, Teenage Wasteland. They won't get it. And if anyone was born after 9/11, they won't get it either, because they've been lied to about it at school. So, all right, I'm sorry, I hogged it.
Well, personally, I believe, you know, if you present the truth in the right way to anybody, they can get it, no matter how old or young they are. And but you're definitely right about the fact that, you know, they're doubling up their efforts, you know, to basically robotize and golemize young children. You know,
they're doing a fantastic job at it too.
Right, and that's a huge thing, because no matter how much you believe, if these people, you know, that are coming up, going to be the new workforce, the new movers and shakers, believe the bullshit story, you know, you're screwed. You don't stand a chance. So I believe, honestly, you know, these people need to be affected the most out of all of us, because they're the new generation that's going to shape the world coming up. And, you know, the powers that be know this and understand this.
Do you give a rifle to a kid, or do you give a rifle to a teenager? It's just a metaphor. I mean, the kid's not going to be able to fight very well.
Well, but if you teach the kid between right and wrong and what they're going to in school is wrong, you know, the kid will grow up understanding the truth.
It's because...
The whole agenda of this New World Order consortium is to collectivize. So I think what they're doing with targeting the youth is actually targeting the imagination and individualism.
Right.
I always stress to people, to my listeners, that it's very, very important to stand in your uniqueness. Don't follow the crowd. Don't go with the flow. That is the greatest threat to this entire establishment. It's built upon the ashes of selfhood, and we really need to stay grounded and in our center and in our individuality, I think. And now that doesn't mean that we cannot work together in the spirit of cooperation. We just expect, we respect each other's right to be an individual. It can really work. We could really do something different that works for everyone.
And they're trying to indoctrinate in so many ways. And one thing I want to bring up is the transgender gay thing. That transgender people are like 0.003% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pushing this into our face like it's a religion. And they're teaching this stuff to children before they're even in puberty, when it's not time for them to know any of this stuff yet, in kindergarten, in the books and everything. And it's just a crying shame that they're removing individuality and normalizing things that are not normal in the widest sense. Like I said, it's 0.003% of the population. Why are they making that so important, that kindergarten children have to know this stuff? And it's on the TV, it's on the radio, the TV, the movies, and they're always wearing the color purple, because purple represents the union of the red and the blue, which is the male and the female, and it all ties into Saturn. There's a purple color in that hexagon on Saturn, but... That's a way off thing that people say, oh, this guy's really a loony bird. But there's something to that. There's something going on. The ancient mystery schools, et cetera, et cetera. There's something to it. They're carrying on an agenda. It's definitely satanic. And they love to go after the innocent, and especially the pedophile community. And these people are pedophiles, many of them.
Absolutely.
And they get... And they get off, it's not a sexual thing, I've been reading about it. It's the taking of the innocence.
Yes.
It's the
spiritual energy and power of the innocence.
Yeah.
And I just want to say one more thing. I believe it's the feminization of the masculine here in America and the other free countries. I just watched a video the other day of in Russia, where in a Russian school, you know, I guess it was either middle school or high school, you know, it's a whole line of kids. Part of their class curriculum, boys and girls, is taking apart and putting together AK-47s.
I saw that when you posted it, John. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, compare that to, I'm saying, it's like night and day to what, you know, schools are here. Whereas, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, they had, you know, gun classes in high school and junior high school. Now, you know, it's totally different. And that video alone really scared me, to watch these young teenagers, man, taking apart an AK-47 and putting it back together within like 30 seconds.
They're learning how to defend themselves. And over here, they're teaching kids gay sex when they're not even in puberty yet.
Right, and guns are bad.
Yeah, they won't let children have their first 12 years of life as children. They got to put this. They got to stick this in their face. It's a crying shame. It's a crying shame.
Well, let me jump in and say this. It's important to teach acceptance, but there's people in wheelchairs. There's people that are blind. There's people, you know, like, and there's I wouldn't say being gay is a disability, but it's about acceptance. And even if 0.00003% is transgender, that's a certain, you know, in spite of the fact that they try, it's not like they should focus more on the bullies and the instigators and the problem kids, you know, the ones that generate all this kind of hate and whatever. But what they're doing, this goddamn evil government is doing, is instilling in children a bunch of shit that they shouldn't be doing. And to throw in, you know, that Common Core is absolutely ludicrous. And it's not even dumbing down. It's the retardation of the entire system of youth. And if anything, I mean, we should respect all people. That's the key. You need to teach respect before anything else. And yeah, these books that they're putting out and like Kit for Kids and stuff, and the displays in the classroom and the dummies with the dildos and shit, that is absolutely fucking horrendous. That should be a clear indication to everybody who's a parent that there's something wrong. They should be doing something about it, but they're not. Because everybody, and this goes to the root of the problem, is everybody feels like, what can one man, what can one woman do? They're just one woman against the system. Well, fuck the system. If everybody says fuck the system, then the system's fucked.
The system dies.
The way I see it is, at least wait till they're 12 years old, at least, for crying out loud, holy shit. And they're pushing this stuff on us in the media constantly. Transgender, transgender, transhuman, trans this, trans, tranny.
Yeah, think about that. Those two, I mean, male and female are equal, but our experiences are vastly different. It's blurring the lines. It's creating
right.
this false oneness, this kind of collective, you know, culture. It's and you know, this whole teaching this to children, as you mentioned, it's absolutely, it's just insane. It's sadistic. These creatures in charge of these policies are the worst kind of sadists.
Mm-hmm.
mean, if I had a young kid in school that was learning pornography, I would be outraged. I mean, why are these parents not? I guess some of them are, but not enough.
Right. And you have to take into account also, like, just to make the comparison, does anybody really believe that teaching this same kind of shit to young children, like in China and you know, places like Russia and stuff?
They're teaching them how to fight for themselves.
Right.
And
this is my point.
And put together an AK-47. They're ready to fight if somebody comes down, if an army comes down the block. Those people are ready to be shooting from the windows.
Right. Whereas we're being taught the exact opposite, and people need to look at that extremely closely, too.
Yeah, we're being told
because we're being set up like sitting ducks.
Yeah,
that's my view
on
it.
Yeah, we're being told to turn in our guns because they put these folks, fake, phony shooting shows on the news, so everyone's supposed to turn in their guns.
Yeah.
All right, I turned in my gun. Now come and shoot me.
What?
I'd like to wrap up with this, is that along with respect, and you're not alone. Everybody's an individual, and, you know, I forgot what I was going to say again. I want to say that if you look to the future for peace, if you project to the universe that you want peace, then that's what, if everybody does this, we will get that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're always thinking about what's right around the corner, instead of looking further down the road, then you'll never really get there, because there was one more thing. That for peace, someone else go, sorry. I can't remember. It was a juicy bit, too. I think we have, like, a minute left. Go ahead,
it's important, though, you know, this whole, like, false New Age paradigm, too, that's also co-opted, in my opinion, teaches just focus on the positive and ignore the negative.
Right.
You know, focusing on what you intend to manifest is great and it's important, but action is going to be required as well. And I think that message